As commuters, we travel across bridges rather frequently. In New Jersey, there are nearly 7,000 bridges, and more than 2,500 of them need some attention. WHYY's David Matthau reports 392 of those bridges are currently classified as structurally deficient, yet they remain open and operational.
Allison Black of the American Road and Transportation Builders Association says the term structurally deficient indicates there is work that needs to be done.
What it means is that one of the key elements of the bridge, either the deck, the superstructure, the above, or the substructure of the bridge, is rated in poor or worse condition.
Jersey Department of Transportation spokesman Steve Shapiro says many bridges in the state do require frequent maintenance because they are older, but they are all safe.
We've been investing billions of dollars over the years to maintain and improve these bridges, and we're continuing to do so.
He says under the DOT's robust safety program, all bridges are inspected at least every 2 years. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
For more than 60 years, it's been against federal law to pay men more than women at the same company when they have similar jobs and experience in the field. Some exceptions include seniority or merit pay. The gender pay gap is highlighted in a recent report by the Forum of Executive Women in Philadelphia. Under President Donald Trump's second term, there's pressure for businesses to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. So companies are leaning into changing their language, says Forum CEO Megan Pierce. And instead emphasizing
the significant competitive advantage that businesses can have with pay transparency. It increases your applicant pool for hiring. You're going to see improved retention, your productivity and trust and morale.
President Trump's Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is investigating private law firms over their practices to increase diversity in hiring, including one in Philadelphia. The School District of Philadelphia is kicking off back-to-school preparations with a bus tour to answer questions, provide free school supplies, and also immunizations at select sites. The bus tour begins today with less than a month to go before students return to the classroom, which will be on August 25th. The first stop is the School of the Future in Fairmount Park. Checking sports and weather, the Yankees beat the Phillies Sunday 4-3, preventing a sweep, and the Phils will be taking on the White Sox in Chicago tonight. Probable pitchers are Christopher Sanchez for the Phils and Davis Martin for the White Sox. Our Philly forecast, a heat advisory starts later this morning. Sunny to partly cloudy weather, hot and humid. 95 the high for us in Philly, a breeze 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear and muggy tonight, a low of 75. Some afternoon clouds tomorrow. Continued high heat and humidity as we get up to 98.